The Clippity Cloppity Carnival. Chapter 1. Mr. Louie's Farm. The Woolly Witches were very excited. Aunt Miranda's neighbor, Mr. Louie, had invited them to visit, and he lived on a farm. Mr. Louie's farm was through the woods, across the field, and down the hill from Aunt Miranda's garden. I've always wanted to visit Mr. Louie's farm, said Camille. Me too, said the other girls. As they skipped along the sunny path, they sang to the tune of Old MacDonald Had a Farm. Mr. Louie had a farm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And on that farm he had some chicks, shouted Willa. And all the girls sang, E-I-E-I-O. I sure hope Mr. Louie has chicks and chickens, said Willa, who loved birds of all sorts. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Add some roosters too. Right, Kendall? Exactly. Will agreed. Ashton hopped a happy little hop. I hope Mr. Louie has horses, she said. I've never met a real horse before. Welcome to my farm, said Mr. Louie. Thank you for inviting us, said the girls. Your farm is wonderful, explained Emerson, spinning and flinging her arms open wide. I love it. There's something for everyone to love on a farm, said Mr. Louie. Mr. Louie was right. Willa loved the clucking hens, crowing roosters, and best of all, the brand new flock of peeping, cheeping chicks. Kendall loved the tractor. Mr. Louie let her sit on the seat and pretend to drive. Well, he explained how the tractor works. Camille loved feeling the splishy splash of water for a thirsty mother cow and her baby. Emerson loved the woolly-haired sheep and lambs. She could not see that the sheep were confused, but amused when she sang to the tune of Mary Had a Little Lamb. Hello, woolly sheep and lamb, sheep and lamb, sheep and lamb. Hello, woolly sheep and lamb, my name is Emerson. Ashton loved looking at Mr. Louie's horse. It had long, strong legs and a dark, shiny coat. It looked very peaceful as it grazed in the far corner of the pasture. That horse is so far away that I can hardly see it, complained Emerson. She waved and hollered, Yoo-hoo, horsey, yoo-hoo. The horse lifted its head and turned to face the girls. Oh, look, said Ashlyn, enchanted. The horse has a streak of white on its nose. looks like a bolt of lightning," said Kendall. "I wish a horse would come closer," said Ashton. "Here, horsey, horsey, horsey," called Kendall. "Come." But the horse ignored Emerson and went back to grazing. After a while, Kendall said, "I'm going to try the barn swing." "Me too," said Emerson. "Are you coming, Ashton?"
"Yes, in a minute," said Ashton.
After the other girls left, Ashton gazed at the horse, thinking, "I don't blame you for not coming over. Those girls were awfully noisy, weren't they? Maybe you'll come if I whistle softly."
Softly and sweet.
Ashton whistled, "Wee-wee-wee-t." The horse lifted its head, pricked up its ears, and looked across the field at Ashton. Ashton held out the bunch of carrots. "These are for you." Then she held her breath because the horse began to trot, clip-clop, over to the fence. At last, I'm going to meet a real horse," Ashton thought. Clip, clop, clippity, clop, clippity, clop. Faster and faster and faster the horse trotted. Then it began to gallop across the pasture. Dirt and grass flew up behind its hooves. As the horse thundered close to the fence, it grew bigger and bigger and bigger. "Whoa," croaked Ashton, shrinking back. Whip, the horse twitched its tail. Snork, it snorted its nose. Stomp, it pawed the ground with its hooves. Then snatch, the horse stretched its neck way over the fence and grabbed half of the carrots out of Ashton's hands with its long yellow teeth. "Help!" yelled Ashton. She tossed the rest of the carrots over the fence and took off running as fast as she could, thinking, "A real horse is really scary." When it was time to leave, the Woolly Wishers thanked Mr. Louie and waved goodbye.
Aww, sighed Emerson happily.
"Wasn't the farm wonderful? I love the sheep best."
"I love the tractor," said Kendall.
"I love the chickens," said Willa.
"I love the watering trough," said Camille.
"I know what you love best, Ashton," said Kendall.
"The horse," shouted Kendall, Emerson, Willa, and Camille all together.
"Well," Ashton began in a wobbly voice, but Emerson talked her over.
"Did the horse ever come close?" she asked.
Ashton shivered, remembering how scary it was when the horse stamped toward her and snatched the carrots with its long yellow teeth. She was afraid she might cry if she tried to speak. She didn't want to be a scaredy cat crybaby, so she just nodded.
"Lucky you," said Ashton Kendall. "You saw the horse up close."
"Too close," thought Ashton.
Emerson began to sing to the tune of "Old MacDonald Had a Farm."
and the other girls all joined in, singing at the top of their voices. Mr. Louie had a farm, E-I-E-I-E-O. Ashton didn't sing, but she made up her own words inside her head. And on his farm he had a horse,